Kellogg's Pep.
Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal with the prize in every package, invites you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Fail.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Fail!
Florida Bay is a strange, watery wilderness sprinkled with endless tiny islands. On one of these hot, lonely keys, a thin, perspiring man angrily pounds a row of stakes into the ground as another man, a waddling mound of flesh, watches in sardonic amusement.
Well, I see the pen's almost finished. For a game warden, you're a good carpenter, Phillips.
I'm following orders, Mr. Keating. I was told to get this pen built before Mark Train arrived, and I'm doing it.
Do you think Trail will be able to round up the remaining small deer on these islands?
I don't know, and I don't care.
But if he fails, you'll get your chance.
Yeah, and so will you. You've had your heart set on one of those small deer for a long time.
Strange things can happen on these islands. You and I know that, don't we, Phyllis?
Yeah, sure. But maybe Trail don't know it yet.
There's thrilling adventure ahead. Adventure with Mark Trail.
And if you want to hit the adventure trail, help build up strength, help build up energy, help build up strong bones and steady nerves with that famous build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Marvelous multi-flavored Pep has more vitamins than any other ready-to-eat wheat cereal, including a full day's need of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. Sure, that's what makes Pep such a good bet for the main part of the most important meal of the day, your breakfast. And breakfast is called the most important meal of the day by the Reader's Digest in this month's issue. It's right there on page 73. Read it, or have Mother or Dad read it to you. And before the show's over, I'll tell you about the dandy prize in every package of Pep. I'll tell you why P-E-P also means prize in every package. So keep listening. Meanwhile, if you want to feel fit for fun and be ready to hit the adventure trail, you know what you want?
Kellogg's Pep!
It is early morning, and at the north end of a small key in Florida Bay, a small motorboat approaches a landing on the seaward side. In the bow, Mark Trail and his friend Scotty study the island with interest. George Phillips, the local game warden, is at the wheel, regarding his passengers with silent distaste.
That island looks deserted, Mark. Are you sure there are deer on it?
Mr. Phillips says there are, Scotty, and he should know.
We're coming to the landing. Get ready. Okay, we're in.
Hop out, Scotty. We'll hand you the equipment.
Right, Mark.
The pen you ordered is up near that clump of mangroves, Trail.
Oh, fine. I appreciate the help you've given us, Phillips.
Ready, Mark?
Right. Here's the two-way radio, Scotty. Careful of it now. It's our only means of communication on this island.
I've got it.
Good. This crate next.
When you've got all the deer in the pen, contact me and I'll bring a boat to carry them to the mainland.
All right, Phillips. Shouldn't take more than a day or two to round them up. According to government figures, there are only about 36 left.
Reckon so. But you'll have to find them to catch them.
Hey, Mark, don't forget the canoe.
I'll paddle it in, Scotty.
Then I'll wait to hear from you, Trail.
Right. Okay, Phillips. The canoe's clear.
So long, Mr. Phillips. That fellow's about as unfriendly as they come.
He'll loosen up when he knows it's better. Yeah. Well, come on, Scotty. Let's have a look at that pen. It's over this way.
Say, Mark, look.
Huh?
Down there beside that scrub oak. It's a fawn. He's running away. I guess we scared him.
Why, that's not a fawn, Scotty. It's one of the small deer we're after.
You mean that little deer is full grown?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, honestly. It's less than a third as big as our eastern whitetails, and there are just a few of them left.
Mm.
That's why we're going to round them up and ship them to a private conservation range.
Well, are they whitetails?
Well, Scotty, many naturalists think these small key deer are a species all their own.
Oh.
Well, here's the pen.
Say, isn't that fence pretty low?
Yes, it's too low. Even a key deer could jump that.
And Phillips calls himself a game warden. He should know better.
Well, let's roll up our sleeves and get to work. We've got to add some height to that fence.
Hey, wait a minute. Look at this, Mark.
Hmm?
See, these boards aren't even nailed down tight. Well, where the deer wouldn't need to jump the fence, they could just walk out.
It's a careless job, all right.
You know, Mark, I'm beginning to wonder if Phillips really does want us to capture those deer.
Take a little deeper at that end, Scotty.
Golly, Mike, this is really work. I thought trapping would be fun.
This is the last pit, Scotty. Your fun will be in checking the traps.
Yeah.
Okay, that's deep enough.
Ugh.
Now all we have to do is line the bottom of the pit with grass and leaves so the deer won't hurt himself when he falls in.
Hey, Mark.
Hmm?
Look, we have visitors.
Oh?
Boy, is that guy fat.
Quiet, Scotty. Here you
are. Good afternoon. Mr. Trail, I presume?
That's right.
Well, I'm Keating, Thaddeus Keating.
Keating, seems to me I've heard that name somewhere.
Really, Mr. Trail? In complimentary terms, I trust.
Well, to be honest, I don't remember. Oh, excuse me, this is Scotty Davis.
Hi.
How do you do, young man? So the government is going to rob us of our key deer, Mr. Trail.
Not rob, Mr. Keating. Preserve. If the government hadn't stepped in, these deer would be extinct in, another year or two.
Yes, indeed. A great shame, too.
Do you live around here, Mr. Keating?
Yes, on Keating Island, a few miles north of here.
Oh.
You can spare the time from your important work. I'd like you to come to dinner some evening.
Why, thank you.
Any evening at all, Mr. Trail. I'll be eager to hear how your work is coming along. As a native, I have great interest in these deer, you know.
Over here at the pit, Scotty.
Oh, did we trap any deer?
Not yet.
Hey, I thought Phillips was with you.
Phillips?
Yeah, his boat is up at the landing.
Oh, I wonder what he wants. I guess he's at the camp. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I don't see anyone over there.
Probably went in the tent out of the sun.
No, but he just came here to snoop.
Now, Scotty, just because you don't like Phillips is no...
What? He's in the tent, all right. And he's fiddling with our radio.
Take it easy. Hello, Phillips. What brings you here?
I was just checking your radio, Trail. I thought it might be out of order. I expected to hear from you before now.
I didn't have anything to report.
You mean you haven't caught the deer on this one island yet?
No.
I thought you were supposed to be such an expert at this.
I know my job, Phillips.
Well, if you can't round up these deer, say so, and I'll do it myself.
Oh, that's what you want, eh?
And what if it is? I'm game warden here. This should have been my job.
I see.
And I'm warning you right to your face, Trail. One slip and you're through.
Selma, I'm disappointed in Mark Trail. I don't think he has his traps properly placed.
Traps very good, Mr. Keating. Every one catch deer yesterday.
Well, we've been watching this trap for hours and haven't caught sight of a deer.
Maybe all deer on this island already in pen.
Wait. Look there near the pond.
Deer comes.
Real beauty, too.
Trap get him sure.
Doesn't see it. Ah, he walked right into it. Come on, Tweet.
Stay here behind bushes. Trail and the boy, come.
Come on, Mark, we've caught another deer.
Here's
the last one on this island, I think.
There.
Huh? Okay. Loop the rope around his
neck and I lift him out of the pit. Okay, Mark. As soon as we get him in the pen with the others, I'll radio Phillips.
Trail catch
all deer on this island, Mr. Keating? Yes, but they're still on the island, Homer. Many things can happen before they're taken off. A great many things.
Okay, Scotty. All seven deer locked in the pen. I'll radio Phillips now.
And tomorrow we start on another island, Mark?
Uh-huh. But the other islands will be easier. They're smaller, and there are only two or three deer left on most of them.
Oh, boy, am I tired.
Well, you can take a nap while we wait for Phillips to get here.
Boy, that suits me.
Okay, here we are. I hope Phillips is standing by. Hey, that's funny.
Hmm? What's the matter, Mark?
Well, the radio's dead. You haven't been tinkering with it, have you?
I never touched it.
It worked perfectly when I set it up.
Hey, Mark, I'll bet Phillips did something to it. Remember we caught him at it the other day?
What would he have to gain by that?
I don't know, but he'd do anything to get you off this job.
No, I hardly think it'd go this far. Well, I guess I'll have to canoe up the Big Key and telephone him from the hotel there.
Do you want me to come along?
No, you stay here and get some sleep. I won't be going long. I'll have Phillips pick me up in this boat on the way back here. We'll have to hurry to get that deer loaded before dark, Phillips.
I didn't get your phone message for quite a while, Trail. I was, out on business.
Oh, I didn't mind waiting at the hotel. The, Bert was telling me all the stories you've been spreading about me.
Hmm. I didn't think you could handle this job, and I said so.
I got the deer, haven't I? Now, here's the pen.
I don't see any deer.
What? All seven of them were in this pen when I left.
Says you.
Oh, I can prove it. Scotty knows the deer were here.
Tell it to Washington, Trail. Me, I don't believe you caught any deer, and I intend to say so.
Now, wait a minute.
You might just as well start packing. Because tomorrow you'll be on your way out of here, and I'll be running this show.
Turning on his heel, Phillips walks off, leaving Mark staring at the empty pen. What has happened to the seven captured deer? We'll continue in a moment, so stand by. With less than a day to solve the mystery of the missing deer, Mark will have to work fast.
Can you work fast if you have to? Suppose you're at camp. Your counselor calls for attention and says, "All right, there'll be a prize for the first two campers who get their tents pitched. Ready? Set?" And you hop to it. Glad you've been getting a daily breakfast built around Kellogg's Pep. Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Wheat in its most delicious form. Toasted flakes. Ready to eat. Fun to eat. Wonderful with milk and sugar. Now you start driving the stakes. Tents are going up all around. Time to call on all the beneficial food elements a daily dish of Kellogg's Pep has been giving you. Yes, Pep sure helps you build up strength, energy, strong bones, and steady nerves, so you'll feel fit for fun. Fun like driving the last stake. You win! And I'll bet you and your partner are mighty glad you've been eating Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. And you'll be even happier if you remember that PEP also stands for prize in every package. I'll be back to tell you about those dandy prizes later on. Till then, mark this. If you want to really feel fit for fun, the cereal you want is Kellogg's Pep.
When Mark returned to the island with George Phillips, the game warden, to get the deer he rounded up, they found the pen gate open and the deer gone. And Phillips left, promising to have Mark fired. Now, early the next morning, Mark and Scotty searched the island for some explanation of the mystery of the missing deer.
Well, they're still on this island, Scotty. We spotted all seven of them.
That stumps me, Mark. I was sure they'd been stolen.
Well, since they're still here, there seems to be only one explanation for what happened.
What's that?
They were released from the pen, so all our work would be for nothing.
You mean Phillips framed you because he wants this job?
Everything points that way. He wasn't in his office all afternoon. He could have been right here on the island.
Oh, golly, it's all my fault. Mark, if I'd stayed awake and watched the pen...
Forget it, Scotty. Now, come on. Let's set up snare traps this time. The deer are too smart to fall for the same trick twice.
Okay, Mark. But what are you going to do about Phillips?
Well, I don't want to accuse him without evidence.
Yeah.
Say, you know something, Scotty?
Hmm.
Mr. Keating might be able to help us. His private island is just north of here.
Hey, that's right. He might have seen Phillips come in here in his boat yesterday afternoon.
Keating invited us to dinner. But I don't think he'll mind if we turn up for lunch instead.
You may serve the dessert now, Toma.
Yes, Mr. Keating.
How do you like the view, Mr. Doyle?
Oh, it's beautiful. Isn't it, Scotty?
It sure is. You can see everything that goes on at this end of the bay.
Oh, Mr. Keating, tell me, why is Phillips so anxious to take over my job down here?
Politics, Mr. Doyle, politics. There'll be lots of good publicity for the man who saves those small deer from extinction.
Oh, so that's it. Did you see his boat in the bay yesterday afternoon?
No, no. Can't say that I did. Why, Mr. Trail? What has Phillips done?
Somebody opened the pen yesterday and freed the 7 deer I captured.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Phillips wouldn't be above a thing like that. Of course, I'm not accusing him, you understand? What do you intend to do about it?
Nothing right now. I'll be busy for another day or so recapturing those deer.
And then we move on to Brush Island.
Brush Island? Are there any key deer there?
At least one. I saw it the other day.
I see, I see. Well, if I can be of any assistance, you let me know.
Oh, thanks. Now, if you'll excuse us, we have to get back to work.
Certainly. Work before pleasure, Mr. Trail.
Goodbye, Mr. Keating.
Yeah, goodbye. Come on. Did you hear what Trail said?
Yes, I hear.
A man can't look in two directions at once, can he?
No, Mr. Keating.
Have the boat ready in an hour. Mark Trail doesn't know it, but his troubles are just beginning.
All right, hand me that rope, Scotty. Time to check the traps again.
Here you are.
Hey, tell me, what's the matter with you?
Oh, I was just thinking of that guy, Phillips. Do you really think he could get you off this job like he said?
Let's forget him and worry about the deer, huh?
Yeah, but it'll be your first failure, Mark.
Hey, wait, Scotty, look. Look over there on Brush Island.
Hey, smoke, the brush is on fire.
Come on, get in the canoe.
Huh? What for?
Illegal hunters often set brush fires on the island, Scotty, to drive out the deer. They wait in boats for the animals to jump in the water. Then it's easy to kill them.
What a dirty trick.
Here, here's the canoe. Hop in, Scotty. At least one deer on that island, and we've got to get it.
Well, there's no sign of deer around here, Mark. Maybe he's trying to swim to another island.
No, Scotty. Our island's the closest. I didn't spot him on the way.
Oh, golly, it's smoky.
Yeah. Mm. Stay close to the shore and keep your eyes open.
You've got a rope, haven't you?
Yes, sir. A good long one.
Hey, Mark, that was a shot. It
came from that way. Step on it.
You think somebody's hunting on this key?
Yes, and they got the deer, too. Well, we'd have heard more than one shot. Listen.
Hey, it sounds like a motorboat.
Oh, but the smoke is too thick. I can't see anything.
I don't know how anybody could call this kind of hunting sport.
Over this way, Scotty.
The smoke's beginning to blow the other way now.
Well, that's a break at least.
There's the boat.
Huh?
That white speck there in the distance.
Oh, that's too far off to identify. Yeah,
but how could a hunter carry off a deer so fast?
Well, it wouldn't be too hard. They only weigh about 50 pounds.
Oh, yeah. If we only got here sooner. Now we'll never find out who did it.
You're wrong, Scotty. I've got a pretty good idea who our man is.
What?
Let's get back to the canoe. I want to pay him a visit before he has a chance to get rid of that deer. This way, Scotty. I want to have a look in that shed.
But, Mark, are you sure you're right? I can't believe that he's
quiet,
the guy.
Scotty, quiet. Maybe inside.
You going to walk right in?
Why not?
I don't see anybody in here.
Come on. Well, how do you like this layout?
Golly, Mark, it's like a museum. Look at all the stuffed animals.
Uh-huh. And look, over there in the corner, Scotty, a key deer.
Golly, what's this doing here?
Obviously, it'll be part of his collection. Do you notice? Many of the stuffed animals and birds in here are extinct. Look there, that passenger pigeon. And over there, a heath hen.
Well, there are none of these birds left anymore.
All right. And since the key deer is so rare, it'll become part of the collection, too.
Oh.
I heard about this museum some time ago, but I forgot the name of the man who owned it.
You almost had it the day we met, Trey.
What? Mark, it's Keating.
Good afternoon, young man. I should hesitate to move if I were you. Either of you. Told me he is quite capable with a gun.
Then, he shot the deer on Brush Island, eh?
Of course, at my direction, as you may have gathered. And with your help, too, I might add.
Of course.
Mark, what's he mean with your help?
I told him about the deer on Brush Island, Scotty. That's why I suspected him when the deer was shot.
Very clever of you, but you were hardly clever to come to my island unarmed.
And you're not very clever to threaten us with that gun, Keating. After all, a violation of game laws is one thing. But murder is another.
And my reputation is still another, Mr. Trail. Would be disastrous for me to release you now.
Then, what do you intend to do? Shoot us down in cold blood?
Oh, hardly. The sight of blood sickens me. I think you and the boy will go for a ride in your canoe. Fastened to my motorboat by means of a tow line, of course. It's a lovely night. Ha, ha, ha. To be a very enjoyable ride.
Like we're headed for open sea, Scotty.
Oh, that Keating must be crazy. It's almost dark. What's he going to do with us?
I could make a good guess.
You know, Trail, it was most amusing the way you were blaming Phillips for all your trouble.
Yes. Yes, wasn't it? But tell me something, Keating. Why didn't you take one of the deer you released from the pen?
That was my intention, but Toma isn't very handy with a rope. The deer worked himself free of his lasso after I opened the gate.
And you put our radio out of commission, too, didn't you?
Yes, yes. Toma did that to get Trail out of the way for a while.
What are you going to do with us?
Ha, ha, ha. Now, that's a good question. Are you fond of deep-sea diving, Mr. Trail?
Mark, he's going to dump us overboard.
Exactly. Dark now. We are miles from land. In a moment, I shall upset your canoe with this long pole. Later, I'll set your canoe adrift and that will convince the authorities that you met with an unfortunate accident. Toma, turn the boat around. I'm ready.
Listen, Scotty. Listen. When we hit the water, hold on to me for dear life. Hold on as hard as you can.
Okay, Mark.
This is where we part company, Mr. Trail. A jab or two with this long pole will do the trick. There!
Mark! Mark!
Hang on, Scotty! Hang on!
Dark, cool waters of the Atlantic swirl and billow in angry waves. The motorboat picks up speed and disappears into the night. What has happened to Mark and Scotty? We'll continue in a moment, so keep listening.
Well, here it is. Here's the whole story about that prize in every package of Kellogg's Pep. You know what the prize is? A statuette. Yeah, that's right, a little statue. Maybe a handsome cowboy, a colorful Indian, a football, baseball, or basketball player. Animals, too. Your box of Pep may contain any one of 18 different statuettes. Trade them with your friends. Collect them till you have a complete set. Each statuette has its own pedestal so you can stand them up in toy villages. Move them around in games. Let them be passengers on toy trucks and trains. And remember, you don't have to send in a box top. You don't have to wait for your prize. And you don't have to pay a single penny extra. Just look inside your box of Kellogg's Pep and find your bright, colorful statuette wrapped in its own cellophane envelope. Best part of all is that Pep is so super delicious, so marvelous, so malty-flavored. Yes, sir. You'll certainly enjoy Pep, every crisp toasted flake of it. So tell Mother to pick the package with P.E.P. on the front. P.E.P. for prize in every package. P.E.P. for Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. That's Kellogg's Pep.
As the motorboat carrying Thaddeus Keating and his servant, Toma, disappears into the night, the canoe which they cut loose bobs in the long ocean swell. Suddenly, the water churns and boils, and two heads pop to the surface.
Scotty!
Scotty, you all right?
Yeah, okay, Mark. Just a little winded.
Good. Keep treading water. Get the canoe.
The canoe? Where is it?
At the end of this rope. I have it around my waist. I'm pulling it toward us. Here it is. I'll tip it over now.
Let me help.
Okay. I'll steady it while you climb in, Scotty.
Boy, am I glad to get out of that water. I'll sit now, Mark. I'll balance the canoe while you climb in.
Right. Hold it steady.
I got it.
Okay.
Well.
Oh, boy.
All hands safe. Now, what I want to know is, how did we get here?
Well, when Keating started telling us what he was going to do, I remembered the long rope in my pocket.
The one you were going to use to lasso the deer?
Right. I fastened it around my waist and then tied it to the rear thwart of the canoe.
Golly, Mark, it was so dark, I didn't see you do it.
Neither did Keating. He didn't know he was towing us back, as well as the canoe.
Well, how are we going to get back to camp?
Well, we're nearer the big key than our island. We'll paddle with our hands, and the current will help us. Come on, let's get to work.
Yeah.
I want to prepare a surprise for one Thaddeus Keating.
Specimen, Doma. I trust you will be able to mount it well.
We'll mount fine, Mr. Keating. Deer will look alive.
As much alive as we do, Toma?
Trail. Why, that's impossible. Toma, your gun.
Don't touch it, Toma. The sheriff and Phillips are right behind you.
And we've got you covered, so don't try anything.
Well, it would appear that the chase is over, and you've made a clean kill, Mr. Trail. My congratulations.
Why, thank you.
Frankly, it's quite hard for me to believe that you're not an apparition. Your escape is most miraculous.
Yes, isn't it? But I wouldn't get my hopes up too high if I were you, Keating. I assure you, the state penitentiary is miracle-proof.
Hey, Scotty! Scotty!
What's the matter, Mark? What are you so excited about?
Oh, I just got some terrific news. They want me to help build a summer camp for boys.
A summer camp? Hey, that's swell. It's something you've always wanted to do.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to this job.
But on Friday, Mark will find more than he's looking for, as danger lurks in the shores of a mountain lake and a hidden enemy springs a deadly trap. Tune in same time, same station on Friday and find out what happens to Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains, Mark Trail!
Remember to tune in then on Friday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by the Build-Up Wheat Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. This program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and Sunday. Matt Crowley portrays Mark Trail and Ben Cooper is Scotty. Today's Mark Trail was written by Gilbert Braun, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.